Hi. This month's topic of the month is all about showing our liver some love. The largest solid organ in our bodies, our livers play an equally large role in maintaining our health. They perform over 500 functions that are vital to our well-being, such as removing waste products and foreign toxins from the bloodstream, helping to regulate blood sugar, and creating nutrients. A few of our liver's essential jobs include blood filtering. As blood passes through the liver, it's cleansed of harmful materials. Infection protection. Some of those harmful substances that are filtered out include dangerous bacteria. The liver also makes immune factors, which are substances that play a role in immune recognition and response. Bile manufacturing. Bile helps carry away waste and is critical for the digestion and absorption of fats. Blood clotting. Bile also helps with the absorption of vitamin K. The liver uses this vitamin to create coagulants that allow our blood to clot if we get cut. Blood sugar regulation. The liver plays a role in carbohydrate metabolism. When we have excess blood sugar, also called glucose, the liver can remove some of it and change it into a substance called glycogen. That way it can be stored. Then, later, if blood sugar levels fall, the liver can convert that glycogen back into glucose for a little boost of fuel. Hemoglobin processing. The liver takes iron from the hemoglobin in the blood and stores it as ferritin, which is then used to make new red blood cells. Amino acid regulation. Our body needs proteins to function. Proteins are built from amino acids, and the liver is in charge of keeping a healthy balance of those amino acids circulating in the blood. Vitamin and mineral storage. The liver stores vitamins A, D, E, K, B12, iron, and copper. Cholesterol creation. Cholesterol is used to make hormones, vitamin D, and substances that help your body to digest food. As if this wasn't amazing enough, the liver is the only internal organ that can regenerate itself. Because of this regenerative capacity, it's possible for someone to donate part of their healthy liver to another person whose liver is diseased. In only a couple of months, both people end up with whole, healthy livers. If you're thinking that your liver is an impervious superhero, you're half right. Because of their complexity, healthy livers are marvels of efficiency. But this complexity also means that they can be vulnerable to damage from multiple causes. While livers are resilient and their functions multifaceted, these vital organs aren't indestructible. They're still vulnerable to hepatitis. This is any general liver infection and can be caused by viruses, autoimmune responses, or toxins. Hepatitis can also lead to liver cancer. Livers are vulnerable to cirrhosis. When the liver is damaged by toxins such as alcohol or disease, it tries to repair itself. As it does, scar tissue is formed. This can lead to liver failure because eventually a point is reached where there's just too much scar tissue and not enough healthy liver cells. Livers are also vulnerable to fatty liver disease. This is a buildup of fat globules inside the liver cells. It can be caused by genetics or medication, but it's most commonly found occurring with obesity or alcohol abuse. When it's not caused by alcohol misuse, it's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is the name of a range of liver conditions that affect people that drink little to no alcohol. A silent disease, it can develop without causing any symptoms. In the U.S., it's become the most common type of chronic liver disease, affecting about 1 in 3 Americans. The number of children experiencing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease has more than doubled in the last 20 years. Today, 1 in 10 children are affected. If left untreated, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease can develop into non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, or NASH. Like a liver with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a liver with NASH also has fat deposits. Plus, it has inflammation and cell damage. It can take years for symptoms to show up, and by the time they do, permanent scarring has occurred. Symptoms of NASH may include severe tiredness, weakness, weight loss, yellowing of the skin or eyes, spider-like blood vessels on the skin, or long-lasting itching. NASH can go on to develop into cirrhosis. Those symptoms can include fluid retention, internal bleeding, muscle wasting, and confusion. Eventually, people with cirrhosis can develop liver failure and need a liver transplant. Who's at risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? People with the following conditions are at greater risk: high cholesterol, high triglycerides, metabolic syndrome, obesity, particularly if fat is around the abdomen, polycystic ovary syndrome, sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, underactive thyroid, or underactive pituitary, rapid weight loss, or poor eating habits can also contribute to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So is there any good news? Yes. Because of the liver's amazing capabilities to regenerate, there's a lot we can do to keep our livers healthy, help them repair themselves if they've developed non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or NASH, or at least stop the damage from progressing. Show your liver some love. Avoid taking illicit drugs. Take only the medications that you need. Follow the recommended dosages and be cautious about mixing substances. Drugs and medicines must be filtered out by the liver. Eliminate or minimize alcohol intake. Alcohol is a drug, and the liver can only effectively break down a limited amount. Too much alcohol, consumed too often, can become more than the liver can handle. Stay current on your vaccinations, especially when traveling. Hepatitis A and B, malaria, and yellow fever can all damage the liver. Keep sex safe, and keep tattoos and piercings sterile. These activities can transmit diseases that injure the liver. Avoid exposure to other people's blood and germs. For instance, don't share toothbrushes or needles. Avoid breathing airborne chemicals like paint or cleaning products. The liver has to filter out these toxins too. Tweak your diet. Maximize healthy whole foods and minimize highly processed foods, especially sweets. The fructose in soda pop damages the liver just like alcohol does. Get moving. Physical activity improves the health of every organ in your body, including your liver. And lastly, skip the supplements or diets that promise to detox or cleanse your liver. Just don't overload your liver with gunk that it has to filter out, and it will handle the detoxing itself. If you've got questions or concerns about your health, feel free to reach out to one of the providers at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. Just call 218-387-2330 to set up an appointment. If you'd like to read the electronic version of this newsletter, you can find it at our website, www.sawtoothmountainclinic.org. There you'll find our entire library of Topic of the Month newsletters. There's over 60 of them now. When you read it, you'll be able to find all of the resources that were used in writing this and click through so that you can learn more. Until next time, thanks for listening.